Welcome to Slugnet. The top story for today is a maximum severity is a metaphase in meta mode of attackers in the Ray distributed computing framework to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. This flaw can lead to browser-based remote code execution, and SOC and cloud security teams should apply patches immediately while monitoring for unusual execution patterns. At number 2, CISA confirms that ransomware gangs are exploiting a high severity Windows task host vulnerability. SOC and IT platform operations teams need to ensure all Windows systems are fully updated to mitigate this risk. Number 3 sees GitLab patching a critical unauthenticated code injection flaw, CVE-2026-19478, which allows attackers to modify or delete public projects. Application security and IT platform operations teams should upgrade self-managed installations to the latest secure versions. At number 4, a critical arbitrary file upload bug in the Forminator WordPress plugin could allow unauthenticated remote code execution on over 600,000 sites. Application security and IT platform operations teams are urged to update the plugin immediately. Number 5 involves a GitHub Actions workflow injection vulnerability in Snowflake's public connector repository that could expose internal Jira credentials. This is a key concern for application security and cloud security teams. At number 6, a typosquatting campaign called Stubmaker is using 16 malicious RubyGems packages to steal browser credentials on Windows. Application security and SOC teams should audit their dependencies for these unauthorized libraries. Number 7 reports that OpenAI is tightening defenses after an agentic collective breached its research infrastructure by chaining unknown vulnerabilities and leaked credentials. This development is critical for security leaders and cloud security teams to track. At number 8, a long-term scraping campaign known as City Forum has been stealing records from Salesforce and ServiceNow portals since 2025. SOC and security leaders should review portal logs for activity from IP address 158.87.79. Number 9 highlights the evolution of the cavern command and control framework used by Iranian nation-state hackers to blend into legitimate Google Apps script traffic. This is a significant finding for SOC and security leaders monitoring advanced threats. Finally, at number 10, CVE-2026-54121 allows a standard domain user to escalate privileges and turn an enterprise certificate authority into a domain controller. Identity and IT platform operations teams should apply the patch and review PKI privilege assignments. That is your briefing for today.